Well, Sydney is the only city to have seen rents fall in the past year, according to the latest Domain Rental Report. So do spare a thought for some property investors, especially those who bought in at the peak of the market. Some are worried because rents in Sydney dropped by almost 2%. But is it good news for renters? Well, welfare groups warn that rental stress is still at an all-time high in Sydney's western suburbs. Meanwhile, at the other end of the spectrum, Canberra became the most expensive capital city in Australia for rentals. Connie Agius filed this report.
It's slightly cheaper to rent a unit or house in Sydney, with prices decreasing for the first time in 12 years. Good news for renters, but Adam Freitas from Rain and Horn in the inner west suburb of Newtown says some property investors are upset.
People are frustrated, especially those. I think the landlords or the investors that we see that are more than the most frustrated are the ones that are new to the market, may have purchased in the last couple of years. They've purchased, obviously, during a boom where prices were quite significant. So they're seeing their rental yields diminish further, which means they're not going to be happy.
The latest Domain Rental Report shows the average house rent in Sydney declined by 1.8% to $540 per week, while units dropped even further, with a 2.8% decrease to an average of $530 per week. Adam Freitas isn't surprised by the figures.
We started noticing the market starting to fall away earlier last year. Tenant inquiry levels had dropped significantly, and along with obvious decrease in activity comes a decrease and softening pricing.
Domain senior research analyst Dr. Nicola Powell says the decrease in Sydney is all about supply.
What we did see as 2018 unfolded is an increase in supply that seemed to gather pace as the year unfolded. What's added to that is the pipeline of development completions, which has really added to that rental stock. So I think tenants are really now benefiting from increasing investor activity that we have seen in preceding years.
She says while Sydney's rental market is cooling down, every other major city across the country recorded an increase in rental prices.
We're seeing Melbourne house and unit rents increase, but I have to say the pace of growth we're seeing for Melbourne rents is slower relative to last year. Canberra certainly has a new title and it is now the most expensive capital city to rent a house. What we are seeing is the cost of renting is now higher than Sydney. In Brisbane as well, we're also seeing an increase in rents.
What difference do these figures make to renters across the country? Acting CEO of the Australian Council of Social Service, Jacqueline Phillips, says it's harder than ever.
If you're a person who's out of work, currently receiving the New Start payment and some rent assistance from the Commonwealth Government, you're on an income of about $350 a week. If we look at the Sydney median rent for a unit, for example, we're talking about $530 a week. So you can see right there that if you put 100% of your income as an income support recipient onto your rent, you still wouldn't be able to afford the median rent in Sydney. Interestingly, even though rents are lower in Western Sydney is actually the worst area for rental stress in the country, which means that people are paying more than 30% of their incomes on rent.
Dr. Nicola Powell from Domain says there might be some more relief for renters in Sydney in 2019.
I think we are likely to continue to see rental prices in Sydney weaken. When you have a look at those building completions and what is expected to come onto the market, it is likely that we will continue to see an elevated level of listings, which will continue to help tenants either negotiate a better rent or secure a rental property at a slightly lower price.
Domain senior research analyst Dr. Nicola Powell, Connie Agius with that report.